Yeah, I left a little break in there if anybody was else was trying to get in here. Yeah, no, you're right. Chirp is the way to go, especially with these Chinese radios when, you know, everything is an abbreviation and you can't really figure out what it is. And then, God forbid, you get a different radio and it's a little bit different. Like, you can learn the Baofeng, right? Like, it's a little clunky, but, like, you know, you can figure out how to program it, but it's just not ideal. But, yeah, I really do like how Chirp, you can just save a profile. I'm not even very good with Chirp. I've only used it a few times, but the few times I did use it, I just plugged in, you know, you got a couple radios, you got a friend's radio or something, you just plug them in, make them all exactly the same, and then you can just sit too, you can just say, hey, go to channel 21, you know, you don't have to know what if it's ham or whatever, you got a simplex frequency or even a repeater, you know. But yeah, Chirp is definitely handy for that.